US and European markets are in the green, while the local market ended in the red. The All Share Index declining by 0.8% at the close, to close at 51,897 index points. We see that financials were down quite massively, about 2.7%. Industrials down by 0.25%, while resources were down just over 0.6%. The local currency is trading around 16.39 against the US dollar, 19.30 vis-a-vis the euro, and 21.18 against the British pound. Interestingly enough, the gold price has fallen quite substantially, not necessarily today, but incrementally. And today now it's trading at around $1,871 a fine ounce. The other precious metals are also down, platinum, silver, and so on. No, silver actually is up just a tad. It's up 0.2%. But anyway, to give us an update on what's happening in the markets, both global and local, I'm joined on the line by Preston Narinsamy. He's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth. Thank you so much, Preston, for joining us. Perhaps you can just give us a flavor of what's happening internationally. I know the main themes really are the fact that coronavirus has really come back hard, particularly in Europe. And of course, it just keeps on going and going in the United States, people having to lock themselves down again.
Good evening, Nonvu, and yeah, good evening to your listeners. Yeah, you know, Nonvu, looks like there's proper fear of you know, further hard lockdowns. We've seen both Germany and France, they've announced one-month lockdowns where they'll be closing a lot of their bars and restaurants. And yeah, this is, you know, on the back of COVID cases just accelerating more than we anticipated. So yeah, that's what's been happening, you know. And yeah, I mean, markets, the S&P last night, you know, was down more than close to 3.5%. And the morning markets were a little bit calmer, but then we saw a little bit of panic again. I think there was some commentary from Fauci around a vaccine and it possibly being delayed to 2021. But then, yeah, our local market, as you mentioned, literally everything coming under a lot of pressure, property, SA Inc., banks, insurance, financials. And I guess later on in the day, you know, the ECB rate decision, they've halted rates essentially, but they did give some commentary on the fact that we could see stimulus come to the market in December. And on top of this, we did have some positive U.S. quarter three GDP numbers. So on the back of that, the market kind of stabilized toward the end of the day. And yeah, also on the back of some of these tech stocks in the U.S. releasing results, that also propped the market in the U.S. up a bit.
Tell us, what was the GDP Q3 print in the United States?
Yeah, so normally it came out a little bit better than the market anticipated. So it was essentially up 33% quarter on quarter. That's an annualized number. If you it's probably not the right number to look at. If you look at it on a quarter on quarter basis, it was up around 7%.
Okay.
So normally, if you look at the first two quarters, it was down around 10%. So a little bit of a recovery there, and a little bit better than consensus, which was expecting an increase of around 32%. So. Yeah, I think a little bit of the optimism today was also on the back of that.
Yeah, and then tell us about the gold price. As I mentioned, it's down about 3% today, but it does look as though it's plunged quite a bit relative to where it was a few sessions ago.
Yeah, so I think, you know, today's move, it was quite a significant move as well today. I think it could be that U.S. GDP print number that came out a little bit better than expected. Which, yeah, a little bit of optimism there. And then on top of that, we had jobless claims numbers that, yeah, it's been reducing a bit. But I think there's a lot of concern around the timing of stimulus and when that actually comes to market. So obviously, yeah, the more stimulus comes to market sooner, that would be positive for the gold price. So I think the market probably thinking there's going to be a little bit of a delay here with the stimulus package. And hence the gold price coming under pressure. But you know what, Nova, I also think these big swings, it's a lot of panicky swings. And I think investors just getting spooked and some panicky moves that we see here. So,
yeah.
So that's also to be factored in the forecast.
Yeah. Now, I know that we will have covered extensively on the show last night the impact of the midterm budget, the comments that came out of there on the market. But a day later, what are you seeing, you know, in terms of those particular assets that would react to the midterm, you know, like the bond market? What were you seeing today around the reaction to that?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. No? So maybe just to look at it from a bond perspective and then from an equity perspective and then a bond perspective.
Okay.
From an equity perspective, you know, you really need confidence. You know, you need confidence about the economy, the recovery, you need clarity, and you need the consumer and businesses to really, really be confident, you know. And what really came out, it wasn't anything to be too excited about on the medium-term budget, and it was more this, you know, commentary around this protracted, long, you know, route to recovery and a lot of reprioritization of spending and, you know, those type of themes. So not really a very equity-friendly budget speech. Hence, you know, even today we saw a lot of our financials and insurers and you know, a lot of SA Inc. stocks coming under pressure on the back of that. But, you know, with that being said, also from a bond perspective, I think there's conflicting factors there. There were elements of the budget that were bond-friendly. As an example, there's some cuts in expenditure that are, you know, projected for the next few years, but, you know, not really convincing in some ways. But, yeah, there were aspects that were not bond-friendly, like, you know, on the tax front, there's not much being done there that, you know, that will allow us to, you know, generate more taxes or, you know, essentially from a fiscal position, essentially, yeah, expenses, we're cutting a bit. On the tax front, we're kind of stagnant. And so overall, it's a mixed picture for the bond market. But today, we did see bonds coming under a bit of pressure.
Yeah. Do you think that in the next couple of weeks, I know November is the key month when the ratings agencies take a look at us. Do you think they're going to be enthused by the midterm budget, or you think it was more negative? What are your thoughts?
You know, from my perspective, Nombu, this road to recovery, I feel we need more, you know, decisive measures and, there's not much clarity on how we're going to get to where we need to be.
Mm.
And I really think that these rating agencies are, you know, they're going to look for debt stabilization, and they want to see measures that are tangible and how, you know, these tangible measures are going to allow us to come out of what could potentially be a debt trap. And, you know, I really don't think that there was enough in the budget to fully convince them. So I'm not all excited about, you know, I think there's the Moody's review coming out in November.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not all too excited there. And I think we could see some further selling pressures if there's a further downgrade or some negative commentary from Moody's on that front.
Right. Let's take a look at a couple of counters or companies before I let you go. Afrimat, which is correlated to the construction sector and also has an iron ore mine. They came out with their results and they don't seem to be too bad, actually. Reporting revenue was down 9.4% at 1.6 billion rand, but their headline earnings per share rose by 1.1%. And their operating profit was up 11% despite the lower revenue number.
Yeah, it was a decent set of results, I felt, that they came out with, and the market rewarded them today. Today we had some, you know, proper selling, but the share price finished around 2% up. So I think they've done really well. They've also rewarded shareholders with the dividend, and they've generated a lot of cash, keeping their debt levels quite low. And, you know, the iron ore operations and even the industrial mineral mines, you know, they were hurt in the lockdown, but it looks like they've come back quite nicely. You know, with that being said, the construction material part of the business really came under massive pressure, particularly in the lockdown. But I think on this one, Nombu, you really have to give credit to management. You know, they have a very good track record of execution. And it looks like, you know, they're recovering quite nicely. It's a very difficult sector to operate in. So, yeah, hats off to them from that perspective.
Would you invest in this particular stock?
Yeah, you know, I really, you know, when I look for stocks, you look for quality operators with a good track record, you look for these companies that have good track record, you have good companies that can operate in very difficult environments and that are quite proactive in managing their debt, managing their cash, prioritizing balance sheet. Those are some of the things we look at. And, you know, you don't want to invest in a company, you know, it might be operating the same sector, but they don't have that caliber of a management team. And, you know, from my perspective, a very good management team, and it's one that you can hold and, you know, kind of be sure that this will produce good returns for you.
Yes. And then before I let you go, are there any other companies? I know there was quite a lot of company news out, but just be limited in what you tell us.
Yeah, there were a few. I'll just touch on them quickly, you know, but you can stop me if you need to. But
okay.
There was Tiger Brands. They came out just with an update on their disposal. So they managed to dispose of their value-added meat products business. So essentially selling the clothing and the inventory. So yeah, they sold that for over $300 million. But yeah, the share price was down around 2% along with, you know, most leading stocks. But yeah, this company, I think, you know, it's a positive, but there's a lot of pressure here. And I feel discount in particular, not really investing all that much in R&D, especially if you're operating in this market where you need to come up with these brands that are meant to have superior margins and, you know, where consumers really need to, you know, you want these products. So, yeah, I think private label by some of the food retailers, Spar, ShopRite, also, you know, there's pressures there. So, yeah, I think although they've disposed of this particular asset, not all that convinced. Then, you know, on another side, we had MTN Ghana came out with results. Share price was up around 1%. A lot of the telcos did well today, even Vodafone and the likes.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, decent results. There's very good demand. You can imagine with COVID, you know, there's a demand for
data
and
yes.
for, you know, digital.
Yes.
So yeah, gaining a lot of market share as well. They are the dominant operator in Ghana. So really a solid piece of result there that came out.
Excellent. Preston, thank you so much for your time as always. Preston Narensamy, he's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth.